All right, good morning, F3 Boise. This is Garrett Marsal, 37 Cortana. And we're in a little bit of a different format this morning. We are live from Moxie Java here in CUNA, and we have a special guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Certainly, Rob Hogan, 46, guaranteed.
Guaranteed. All right, we've got Guaranteed with us this morning, and we're going to try something a little new. This is kind of just a one-on-one format, and as you can hear, we've got the sweet ambient sounds of the coffee shop in the background. But we wanted to just have some focused, kind of short, every once in a while sprinkled in here with different guests talking about different topics. And today, we wanted to have Guaranteed on to talk about parenting. So Guaranteed, you are a parent. Is that correct?
That is correct. I got three sons, age 20, let's see.
Wow.
20, 18, and 16 right now.
20, 18, and 16. Okay, yeah. So you've had quite the fathering journey so far.
Yeah, they're solid dudes.
That's great. So I think really we wanted to, there's a lot of guys that are in this stage of life, either, you know, raising young kids or they have older kids, specifically boys. I'll just open it up. What has that looked like for you? We've got a lot of ambient sound here. This is new. It's okay. It's good. What is it that experience been like for you as a dad raising boys in this world and then seeing them off as successful adults?
Well, I would say number one, it's been humbling. I would say having children in any regard is probably one of the ways that in my life and the lives of the people I've seen around me, that God uses them, your kids, to humble you and to teach you the most. So I'm a Christian guy. And so a lot of the stuff I'm going to say is from that context. And some of the most recent statistics are showing that if in a family the father chooses to follow Jesus, then the rest of the family, it's like a 90% chance that they will follow suit. And I'm not trying to diminish the impact of moms, but the same statistic on the mother's side, it's only about 20%. So there is something special and specific about the role of a father in a family. And that's why broken families where the father's not present just has such a detrimental impact. Again, not knocking moms. Moms are amazing. And they pick up a lot of the slack that us dudes abdicate and give up, and which is unfortunate. But there is, when a father chooses to step in and lean in to their family, it has such a profound impact on everything in the family. It's an amazing thing. So
what does that look like specifically for you? So what are one or two things that you've seen as a dad that have been effective in your parenting journey?
I would say there are a lot of people who have gone before us, and they have learned a lot and they have failed a lot. And you have the opportunity, if you're willing, to submit yourself to their wisdom and their feedback. Or you can just do it on your own and, you know, roll the dice and see what happens. I would and I've done both. So it's, yeah. And I would say where I've had the greater success is where I've been open to observing the people around me, seeing the people who have seem to have great relationships with their kids at all stages and are bearing the fruit of what I want to see in my family, and asking them, you know, what's made the difference? What are the gleanings? What can I glean from them to hopefully apply to my family?
Yeah.
And that's been really helpful.
Now, I know you and I have had some conversations in the past, just, you know, here and there about, you know, my oldest son becoming a teenager and kind of what that next phase looks like. And I think that's an important point. We can't discount the wisdom of those that have come before us and those that have maybe failed and have done great things. All of that wisdom, I think, can be applied to us younger guys that are raising up the next generation. So, yeah, we would just encourage you guys, if you've got young kids, find those guys that are more experienced, that have gone before you, and reach out and talk to them.
Yeah.
So you said you've got older boys. I think you were saying in COT today you've got one moving out.
Yeah, kind of a crazy reality.
Yeah, so maybe kind of talk us through that and what the emotions have been like and how you've been leading your family through that.
Sure. So my middle son is going to BSU, so it's not like he's moving far away, but he will officially be out of our house, and that's a strange reality after 18 years to have him stepping out. Our oldest still is at home while he's going to the local community college, so this will be the first one to sort of launch. And I guess in my mind, probably the biggest thought that's going through is, all right, this is where we see what will happen. You know, have the steps we've taken been successful or not? And I feel fairly confident in who he is and the fruit that I see in his lives. But there's always that lingering doubt of, okay, the proof is in the pudding. When he gets out there and he has the freedom to choose what he wants to choose, you know, what is he going to choose? And, and so having conversations with him about that and trying to do our best to set him up for success. But for him to also know that regardless of what happens, we love him and we're going to walk with him through it. And, you know, hoping for the best, trying to hedge against the worst.
For sure. Yeah, that's a weird moment where, you know, at the end of the day, the goal is to raise up confident adults that are going to make the right decisions, but they are going to be adults making their own decisions.
Yeah.
Right? So they don't have... they don't have us telling them, or I guess it's really the boundaries that you've set that they've lived under, that they're moving away from, right? Those boundaries now are different. And so treating them still as your kid, but also as an adult or a
But not
a man.
Only just an adult, I would say one of the, maybe it sounds like a weird goal, but we wanted, one of our goals is for our sons to be our friends, and that doesn't sound like a very it's not the lovey-dovey you can do whatever you want sort of thing. But he's approaching, my sons are all approaching the age where they can choose whether we're involved in their lives or not. And it's on them. And have we parented in such a way that, yes, they're solid young men, but that they will also want us to still be in their lives? And Andy Stanley, a good pastor, great wisdom over in Atlanta, Georgia, he broke the parenting cycle up into four stages, and I found it very profound and useful for me. The youngest, you know, from 0 to 10, 0 to 12, you have the discipline years where you are the primary enforcer of consequences as a method to discipline your kids. Then you have to transition, you know, between 10 and 14 are the coaching years where you step in and it's less of you providing the discipline, more of natural consequences taking effect.
Sure.
And then, you know, 14 to 18 is really the mentoring years where, again, far less of you providing consequences, but much more about walking them through, hey, these are based on your decisions, this is what's happened, and helping them to understand that. And then what was profound to me, that made sense. Overall, it was still helpful, but that made sense overall. But he said the fourth stage is really the goal, and that's your friendship with your kids, that you have transitioned them from, you know, teaching them, encouraging them, but then walking alongside them. And by making those transition and those steps, it increases the likelihood that your kids will want to be with you.
Sure.
And will walk in the ways that you've set for them.
Yeah.
And that was pretty profound for my wife and I.
Yeah. No, that's huge. Yeah, I think the desire of every parent is to maintain that relationship, you know.
It seems selfish, but at the end of the day, it's also good because if you want to have influence, if you want to continue to have influence over your kids, which I think we all do, we want to be able to keep, you know, and your grandkids and everything.
Right.
In order to do that, you have to have a relationship with them.
Yeah,
sure. And at that point, it's their decision, not yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can cut you out anytime. And it's like...
And what a rewarding thing for your kids to want to come come back and have that relationship. And
well, we'll see.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Hypothetically. Yeah. Yes.
That's what we're open for.
For sure. No, that's awesome. Well, Guaranteed, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Yeah.
It's always good talking with you. It's been great getting to know you. And for those of you that haven't met Guaranteed, it's a good opportunity for you to come out to AO Interceptor, chat with him about his experience, and just get to know him.
Yeah, Cuna rocks, dude.
There you go. But great. Well, thanks, Guaranteed, and have a good rest of your morning.
Thanks, Cortana.
Thanks.